Is it ever enough? Sometimes my friend wanders in sylvan wilderness. Sometimes he questions his existence among trees. And sometimes the things he thought he needed, he didn't. But before he thought about the act, he thought about her. Before he reasoned himself out of a struggle he never could, and before the chime struck, he was a happier person in college. The inclusion of the creek was strange. The creek's inclusion made things weird. The creek included its own logic, and you'd never included me in the creek. So, at the beginning of the world we had created in the woods, events moved slowly enough to keep the illusion going. Etching a pattern into and behind your forehead, when the shore of the relatively deep water hit my shins and soaked through to a thoroughly compromised marrow. Tidbits for tadpoles, tit for tat, tic-tac-toe of borrowed time, borrowed out of necessity, not for lack of a better word. Then, as what came before yielded to nature there, as you looked up from water to examine life, as the frigid January air caught you speechless, and as a friend I caught your sickness in the going wind. Therefore, I admit we've both caught it now. Therefore, what we do doesn't matter now. And therefore, I pieted his body past ravines, through works of quiet trials, densely screaming into places that branch snap our weight, breaking under shoes and socks, ethereal faces quieted by the storm of your voice. Trails made in glens glistening with the early dew of witchcraft, the bristling vim of another person's desperate wanderings. I prepared moonshine for ceremonial returns. Let everyone who wants to come down to celebrate, and let their voices be heard by a multitude of choirs, singing the same damn song with the same damn words, when all I wanted was a kiss to let down my guard a bit, and when you speak of this, speak of this in silence, but please tell me the name of the root that made me trip and drop you, he who raised me in shallowed water for me to swim in.